You're listening to WWBC, COCO, Melbourne, Titusville, 1510 AM, as well as W234BI, COCO, Rockledge, and W264AS, Rockledge, Melbourne, and Palm Bay, 100.7 FM.
Good evening, and thank you for tuning in to Kingdom Sounds. We are elated that you have chosen this broadcast on this evening, and we look forward to God blessing you. Stay tuned.
You may be seated. Amen. Thank God once again for evangelists. Amen. Hallelujah. Trust in the Lord. First off, I want to say to trust in Him, you got to be in Him. Amen. I heard my wife say, you got to know Him. Oh, glory to God. You got to be a part of Him. Amen. You got to be a part of this thing. Oh, glory to God. Somebody say trust. Look at your neighbor and say trust. This word trust, it means that you believe in, that you believe someone is reliable. Do you believe God is reliable? Oh, glory to God. Oh, glory to God. Truthful. You believe in His ability, the strength of someone or something. Oh, glory to God. To the point that you're not always questioning it. Because how come we're always questioning God? You didn't question that chair you sat down in today. You sat right on down. You didn't look at that chair and say, are you going to hold me up or what? I just need to know before I sit down. You didn't shake your chair around. You just sat down because you trusted that chair. Yes. Some of us trust chairs more than we trust God. I ain't looking at y'all. I'm just saying, you know, I'm not looking at nobody. Some of us, I say, I ain't talking about everybody, Apostle Ron. I'm talking to the people on social media. That's listening in on social media. Let me say this, things that we have confidence in, okay? The reason why a lot of us could sit down in our chairs because we have confidence that the chair would hold us up. How many know the Bible says, cast not away your confidence, which has great recompense of reward? Your confidence in God can reward you. Look at your neighbor and say, my confidence. And I want everybody, make sure you break out your pencil and paper. Come on. Oh, glory to God. It's time for us to go up. Tell somebody we're going up on another level. Amen. Hallelujah. And so, you know, what made the disciples is that they wrote down everything that Jesus was saying. Well, not everything, but they wrote down a good enough portion of it. Amen. That we have the Bible today. Amen. And so I love to see people writing. How many know that I always say that we have to be spiritual, amen, spiritual sponges. Well, what does a sponge do? A sponge absorbs, it retains, and it distributes. Okay. Tell somebody a sponge absorbs. And see, because I can't trust nothing to my mind. You know, they say when you read a book, you only retain about maybe, 30% of that book? Oh, glory to God. And this is why I know that I have to keep reading the Bible over and over. Amen. Because I realize the 30% I got the last time might not be the 30% I get this time. Oh, glory to God. This, all right. Is this all right or what? Oh, glory to God. Because I'm saying something because, okay, how many know that you can love someone and not have confidence in them? Okay. You can love someone and not trust them. Yep. We do it every day. You know, know, it's amazing to me that sometimes we're so busy falling in love with folks and not learning the person, getting to know the person. We're just falling in love. Oh, I'm just in love. I'm just in love. You're in love with them, but do you know them? Because some of us, you know, hey, we're in love with God, but, you know, we don't quite know him like we should. Glory to God. I know what I'm talking about. Even God told the children of Israel, he says, you don't know me. Look it up in your Bible. God came and God told them one day, you don't know me. They thought they knew it. Oh, glory to God. And it's hard. I'm about to say something. It's hard to trust somebody that you don't know. I'm amazed sometimes when I look at these court television shows. And you know about that, huh? And it's like 2 months, 3 months into the relationship, 1 month into the relationship, you done loaned them $5,000. What? That's not trust. I mean, that's not, that's craziness. Well, glory to God. Okay, all right. I hope ain't nobody in here ever done that. Oh, glory to God. But I'm sure if you have, you've learned from that. Oh, glory to God. Hallelujah. And so, because what's the opposite? Somebody say, what's the opposite of trust? Somebody say, distrust.
Distrust.
Oh, glory to God. Because, you know, I want to ask you a question. What, and these are things that I wrote down this morning. I woke up, as a matter of fact, I woke up and my wife was up. I think she was studying and she would just let me sleep. And I was like, what the what? So, you know, I had to get up and just start hearing what was in my spirit, and trust was in my spirit. Oh, glory to God. Trusting God, not fretting. Oh, glory to God. Because what's causing you, or what has caused you to have trust issues? Okay, a lot of us in the body of Christ got trust issues. Come on, write it down. Trust issues. Because I'm not questioning your love for God. Oh, glory to God. I'm not questioning your love for God. But I think sometimes we have trust issues because we have a knowledge problem. We haven't gotten to know God. Sometimes we don't have enough knowledge of God. If my wife, I'll talk about myself. Say if I was a millionaire, and mother over here, she don't know me at all. And I approach mother and I say, mother, I say, and you don't, she don't know me. And I said, I'm going to give you $1 million. Just give me your telephone number. And if I take about a week to do it, oh Lord, help. You help some folks. If God take a little time and he's taking his time. I mean, I know some of us will be pulling our hair out. When you first hear it, you're all excited. Yeah. Oh, glory to God. And then, you know, and then, several days in, you're like, well, you know, I really don't know the person. The person just got my telephone number. I don't know if they're going to call. Initially, at first, you're just telling everybody. But you don't trust whether my word is good. You don't trust my ability to do it because you don't know me. This is so wonderful why the Bible says that faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. See, because I'm realizing that, you know, even as a leader, that sometimes we got to back up and begin to build the people up. Oh, glory to God. Because sometimes we're running with a little bit of knowledge, and not enough knowledge, but not enough knowledge of God. Come on, somebody. Oh, glory to God. And so the Bible says trust in the Lord. See, we ain't even got to the Lord yet. We just stopped on the trust part. Trust in the Lord. Tell somebody, let me ask you this here. Are you allowing him to govern your life? Is he the governor of your life? Is he Lord of your life? Okay, all right. I'm going to talk about us preachers. I'll talk about us preachers right quick. Because one of the hardest things for preachers to do is to allow the Lord to govern what belongs to him. Okay. All right. I'm glad. Well, you know, I was expecting to hear some amens. Amen. Well, praise God. Oh, you said, my wife said amen. I'm going to say that one more time. One of the hardest things for preachers to do. See, I'm just telling on preachers. I'm telling on us. Oh, glory to God. One of the hardest things for us to do is allow God to govern what belongs to him. This church, this ministry belongs to God. And every once in a while, as a leader, I have to say, God, I put this ministry back in your hands. If I'm taking over anything, any area, come on, somebody. I better know that even when I delegate to you all certain positions, one of the things that I try not to step on, glory to God, like Minister Al, he's the Sunday school administrator. I try to be careful not to step on what I've given him. I come to him, and if I want to make some changes, I come to him and say, Minister Al, you know, I would like to do this here and such next Sunday, and being the spiritual son that he is, he always, go ahead, Pastor such and such and such. I'm just acknowledging him, amen, because I've given it to him to delegate. Oh, glory to God. But even whatever we govern, we got to be governed. Amen, somebody. Or we got to let the God. And so I'm saying all of that because I'm saying, what about you? If preachers sometimes get in the way of God and don't allow God to govern what belongs to him, what about you? What about your marriages? Okay. What about your finances? What about your life? Who's governing who? Who's governing you? Who's governing your life? I'm just telling you what, you know, I'm just telling you what the stuff that I wrote down, the stuff that I was hearing, okay? It's good to me. I was writing it down. It's good to me. Ask yourself, who's governing? Because sometimes I wonder if we believe in him as Lord because if we did believe in him as Lord, we would be allowing him to govern our affairs. Okay. I'm going to say that again. I'm going to say it the way I wrote it down because I was tripping and stumbling. You don't believe he is Lord because if you did, you would allow him to govern your life and your affairs. Oh, glory to God. Because a lot of times we're the one that's doing the governing of our lives and our affairs, and it hasn't got us too far. I tell you what, I could be a whole lot further down the road if I, did a whole lot better of allowing God to govern, come on, oh glory to God, my life and my affairs. Y'all getting anything out of this? And I'm glad to see you all writing it down. Amen. Because I really want you to go home and I want you to process it. Amen, somebody. This is not, when Jesus was teaching, oh, glory to God, hallelujah. You know, one of the things that writing down helps you to retain. And if you don't write it down, amen, go to my site, listen to it again. And listen to it again. And listen to, praise God. Because, somebody asked me, I was sitting there and I was listening to, one of the services and stuff. And, I put it on my little television and he came in and to get a haircut. And he says, you listening to yourself? I said, I'm listening to what was preached. Because sometimes it ain't me. Sometimes people come up and say, you remember when you said such and such? And sometimes when the Lord is speaking, sometimes I got to go back to find out what was said. So I need to listen myself. And I told him, I said, hey, it ain't that I'm listening to me. I'm listening to what God is saying through me. Come on. on, somebody. Up here, you know, hey, sometimes it starts flowing faster than you can get it out. Oh, glory to God. And so, daughter, read that again. Trust in what?
Trust in the Lord with all thine heart.
With all your heart. Point to your heart. There you go. There you go. See, this thing, it just pumps blood.
Yes.
Oh, glory to God. He's talking about your mind. Sometimes when you're looking in the Bible and you see heart, God is not talking about this thing that pumps blood. Oh, glory to God. You don't do your thinking with this thing that pumps blood. You do all your thinking, your intellect, your will. Come on, your decision making. It's all done up here. And so God wants you to trust him with all of your heart. Hold up. He didn't leave you not even an inch up in there. This is why a lot of people, you need to stop giving away your mind. I'm gonna give them a piece of my mind. Because you ain't got many pieces left for one. You're about to run out of mind. You done gave away so much. Come on. You better keep that little bit that you got. Stop. Sometimes folks don't want to hear your opinion anyway. They're always giving it out. They don't want to hear what you got to say. All right, I'm just messing. This is Thomas now talking. Ooh, boy, I thought I had me a good laugh anyways. What was I? Where was I?
Just we were little, reading it. Oh, trust in the Lord with all thine heart.
We ain't even got past one verse yet, or one sentence. Good Lord. All right, let's try to speed it up with all your heart. So he didn't leave you much. He didn't leave you any room at all. He said, all your heart. Man, didn't leave you an inch. Oh, glory to God. And read.
And lean not to your own understanding.
Lean not to your own understanding. Let me see. Where's my grandson? Micah, come here. And Minister Al, come here. Keep your legs in place and lean backwards. There you go. All right, now hold them right there for one moment. And it says what?
Lean not to thine own understanding.
Lean not to your... Okay, if this is understanding...
Yes.
Okay, and say this is God right here.
Yes.
And that's your... Which way is he leaning?
The wrong way.
He's leaning the wrong way. He's leaning on his understanding and not on God's understanding. Come on. This understanding. You've been leaning on this understanding. You all right? Do I need to lean? Okay. You've been leaning on your understanding all your life. Come on, somebody. If your understanding was all that good, come on. Okay. All right. And so
wrong
he
way.
Said, don't lean on your understanding. Okay, straight. Understanding. Stop trusting in your understanding. Okay, let me say it this way. Stop trusting. Did we talk about trust earlier? Stop trusting in your understanding. Okay. The things that you understand. I'm going to say that one more time. The things that you understand. The things that you understand. I just want to throw it out there. Oh, glory to God. You've been doing it all your life.
Yes.
How many know Ephesians chapter 1? Ephesians chapter 1. Should I go there? Keep your faith. You stay right there, daughter. I'm just going to go to Ephesians chapter 1 and I'm going to read it and you can just write down that. I want to give you that verse of scripture so that you'll know. Okay, so Ephesians chapter 1. Is this good or what? It's good. Okay. And I'm going to start at verse 16. And this is Paul. He's praying for the Ephesians. And he says, I cease not to give thanks for you, making mention of you in my prayers, that the God of our Lord Jesus Christ, the Father of glory, may give unto you the spirit of wisdom. You ought to be praying for wisdom every day. Come on. Oh, glory to God. And revelation. God says, if a man lack wisdom, let him ask. Come on, somebody. You ought to get up in the morning time acknowledging, asking God, and saying, God, give me wisdom and revelation. Reveal yourself to me. Come on, I want to know you on another level. In the knowledge, come on, you need the knowledge of God. You need the wisdom of God, the understanding of God, and the knowledge of Him. Here we go, verse 18. The eyes of your understanding being enlightened. You mean to tell me your understanding got eyes? Maybe nobody caught that. I said, you mean to tell me your understanding has eyes? What the what? You mean to tell me you see things through your understanding? Okay, are y'all getting this? I thought somebody may jump up and run off of this, but you found out that your understanding has eyes. That's the problem sometimes. We're processing things through our mind, through your will, through your intellect. Okay, here we go. Let's take it another step higher. Through all of your disappointments, through all of your hurts, through all of your offenses, through all of your fears, your sin. You know, oh, glory to God. And so we're trying to process through all of that, and it comes out a hot mess because we won't lean on the understanding of God. We're like, did you record it, son? No, I ain't recorded. Hallelujah. And so you need to understand that, guess what? Hallelujah. Your understanding has not been doing too good of a job, and this is why God says, with all your heart, lean on me. Okay. Verse 6.
In all thy ways.
Hold up now. You know you got ways, right?
Yeah.
Okay, let me say that again, because some of y'all don't think. You got ways of doing things. You got certain behavioral patterns. Oh, glory to God. Some of our behavioral patterns have gotten us in a hot mess. And so you have ways of doing things. Should I go to Isaiah? No, I'm going to leave that alone. I'm trying to get finished. My wife, when she gets up in the morning, she have a way of doing things. She like to go and get a cup of coffee and sit down on the couch. That's just the way she does things. My way might be a little different than the way she does things. And so here's the Lord saying, in all thy ways, acknowledge Him.
Yes.
Acknowledge Him. Oh, glory to God. Oh, glory to God. This word, it means to recognize. One of the meanings, I believe, it means to recognize. It means to admit. It means to accept. It means to grant. Because some of us are real slow about granting God any type of space, any type of room. We don't want His opinion in anything. One of the reasons why Christ was born in the barnyard and He wasn't born in the inn, It's because there was not enough room in the inn for him to be born. Okay, all right. What am I saying? I'm saying that, do you have the capacity? And what I mean by capacity, do you have the room on the inside of you to receive more of God, more of the understanding of God, more of the wisdom of God, more of the knowledge of God? Because let me say this here. Is there an empty bottle here? Okay. Y'all see this bottle? It's about half full. It has capacity. That means that I can put more water in it. Can I tell you something? The more empty you are, the more empty you are, the more capacity that you have to receive from God. If this bottle was filled to the top, it wouldn't have any capacity and nothing else could go in it. The Bible says that the inn, come on, the inn, we're getting ready to talk about Christmas and stuff, but the inn had no capacity. It was full, come on. And so Christ had to be born in a barn. Can I tell you something? When you're so full, God will have to go and find somebody that has made room for him. Come on, somebody. Somebody that has capacity so that he can put something in them. Somebody raise your hand and say, God, I make capacity. I make room for you. Oh, glory to God. Fill me with your wisdom. Yeah, God. Fill me with your knowledge. Fill me with your understanding. Oh, glory to God. Fill me with you.
Thank you for listening in to Kingdom Sounds. Be sure to listen in Monday through Friday at 6 p.m. Our service times are Sunday at 11 o'clock a.m. and Tuesdays at 7:30 p.m. If you have a prayer request, you can send it in to vipministries@att.net. We are located at 250 North Babcock Street in Melbourne, Florida, 32935. VIP is empowering God's people to overcome what's overcoming them and mobilizing them to impact society. Our prayer is that God will bless you and keep you, that he will make his face to shine upon you and be gracious unto you. Be blessed.
You are listening to WWBC Coco, Merritt Island, 1510 AM, as well as W234BI Coco, Rockledge, 94.7 FM, W264AS, Rockledge, Melbourne, Palm Bay, Indian Atlantic, Indian Harbor Beach, Satellite Beach, 100.7 FM, and W260CL, Coco, 99.9 FM.
Welcome to Bible Q&A with John MacArthur, Bible teacher and author of the best-selling MacArthur New Testament Commentary Series. Well, today a listener has a question about some of the most mysterious and fascinating characters in all of Scripture. I'm talking about the Magi who visited Jesus in Bethlehem. Matthew 2 says they came from the east and brought gifts for the Savior. With that in mind, John, our listener wants to know how these men knew about the Messiah's coming and how they knew to associate the star with his birth.
Really interesting question when you think about the fact that these magi came from the east, because you wonder how would they have known anything about the Messiah? Wasn't that information?